Report: Kamala Harris refuses to preside over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 22, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has reportedly refused to preside over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. A senior source familiar with the planning told Julia Grisprufk, a Capitol Hill reporter with Axios, that Harris and Senate President pro tempore Patty Murray, DWE, would not be presiding over Netanyahu's joint address to Congress. Harris declining to preside over Netanyahu's speech comes after President Joe Biden revealed on Sunday that he was withdrawing from the presidential election and endorsed Harris as the Democrat Party's presidential nominee. In June, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, issued a joint letter inviting Netanyahu to speak before members of the United States House and Senate in a joint meeting. Netanyahu's visit comes as Israel has received criticism over its ongoing military offensive operation in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza. On October 7, 2023, Hamas terrorists launched a land, sea, and air invasion of Israel, leaving 1,200 people murdered and more than 250 people taken as hostages. In response to the attack from Hamas, Israel announced a complete siege of the Gaza Strip and launched a military offensive operation to destroy Hamas. Israel fights terror. Is Israel's response to Hamas legal and justified? The speech from Netanyahu comes as some lawmakers, like Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have stated they will not attend. Others, like Schumer, have previously called for Israel to hold new elections to replace Netanyahu. In a report from Axios in June, several sources told the outlet that House Democrats were talking about counter-programming during Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C.